Nine fall teams end their season holding hardware. We'll recap a busy weekend in the pool, on the court, and in the dome. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The first two football champions were crowned on Saturday at the Superior Dome in Marquette with the MHSAA 8-player championships. In Division 1, Martin defeated Merrill 74-24 to capture the trophy. Martin had been runner-up the last two seasons, but brings home the hardware this year. J.R. Hildebrand ran for 190 yards and four touchdowns, while Carter Ribble added 133 yards and three touchdowns on the ground. Hildebrand also threw a touchdown to Sam Jaeger as the Clippers put up nearly 500 yards of total offense. For Merrill, Joel Tack threw for 328 yards and three touchdowns as the Vandals ended the year 12-1. In Division 2, guess who? The North Central Jets won their third straight title, beating Mendon 66-26. The win is North Central's 37th straight victory. The Jets returned the game's opening kickoff for a score as Elijah Gorzinski went 85 yards to start things off. Luke Gorzinski threw for 207 yards and four scores. Jacob Gorzinski ran for 130 yards and a score. Lane Gorzinski scored a rushing touchdown. And there was probably someone with the last name Gorzinski selling popcorn at halftime. Mendon ends the year 10-3. Jake McCaw scored three times and Evan Lukeman once for the Hornets. Complete coverage of both games is available at MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to the Ann Arbor Pioneer Girls Swimming and Diving Team. They won their third straight D1 title and 19th overall. Northville was second. The East Grand Rapids Girls Swimming and Diving Team, they were best in the water in Division 2. Jenison was second. And to the Bloomfield Hills Marion Girls Swimming and Diving Team, they were tops in Division 3 with Holland Christian swimming second.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
There's a change to the instant replay process for the football finals at Ford Field. All potential scoring and turnover plays will continue to be automatically reviewed. But new this year, coaches will be allowed to challenge one play per regulation with some restrictions. First, a team must have a timeout available and call it to initiate a review. Second, there's a limited number of items that can be reviewed. Those include catch or no catch, ball carrier in or out of bounds, forward or backward pass, and a handful of others. If successful, the coach will be given back the timeout and can make one more challenge in regulation. In overtime, coaches can challenge once, no matter how many overtime periods are played, and only if they have a timeout.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the volleyball court in Battle Creek, four teams earned MHSAA championships at Kellogg Arena. In Division 4, Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart dropped the first two sets to Athens, but came roaring back to win the next three, winning their first finals title in the process. There was another first-time winner in Division 3. Pawama Westphalia defeated Kalamazoo Christian in four sets, winning the first two sets, dropping the third, and then winning the fourth 25-17. In Division 2, North Branch knocked off Cadillac in straight sets. It's North Branch's fourth volleyball title and first since 2016. And in Division 1, Marion beat Northville in four sets to cap a tremendous season. Marion finishes 49-1, losing only once in the regular season, and that was to the runner-ups from Northville. For stories, stats, and more from the volleyball finals, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. This is our last edition of This Week in High School Sports for this calendar year. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you in 2023.